Last week, we saw that there are three types of preaching, namely expository preaching, topical preaching, and textual preaching. Today, we will find out how to prepare a sermon. There are many books on this topic, and when you search on the internet, you will get many different ideas. I have selected the advice given on gotquestions.org, but you should not feel you have to use this website. As you go through their list, it may be that you do not have the resource for something to which they are referring, but do not be alarmed. Make do with what you have. And if you have access to the internet, remember that there are a lot of free resources out there. Here is what the article on gotquestions.org suggests. 1. Read the passage prayerfully and humbly, and allow it to speak to your own heart. 2. Read the passage again, taking notes on impressions that it gives you. Write down the overall theme or lesson of the passage. 3. Research the background, setting, and context of the passage. To whom was it written? What was the occasion of the writing? What leads up to and follows the passage? And how does that affect one's understanding of the passage? 4. Read the passage again, outlining it into main points and sub-points. Double-check to see that you're being true to the text. Exegesis, that is, the critical explanation or interpretation of a text or portion of a text, is the goal, not eisegesis, that is, an interpretation, especially of Scripture, that expresses the interpreter's own ideas, his bias or the like, rather than the meaning of the text. 5. Using a concordance or a good reference book, cross-reference the themes developed in the passage with other parts of Scripture. If your passage deals with intercessory prayer, study other passages that address intercessory prayer or that give examples of it. Keep the whole counsel of Scripture in mind as you prepare your notes. Read the passage again, using a word study help, or, if you have them, a Hebrew and Greek dictionary to bring out further meaning in the original language. 7. Flesh out your outline with details of how you will communicate the meaning of each section of the passage. Do this with your audience in mind. How do I best relate God's truth to this group of people? How does this passage impact their lives? 8. Consult various commentaries and sermons, if they are available, to see what other students of the Bible have said about the passage. What insights do they have? Is there something you can glean from their work that will enhance your sermon? Remember, there are many free resources on the internet where you will have access to many commentaries. A reminder, too, that if you live outside of the USA, you can use the excellent commentaries on www.esv.org/international, free of charge. 9. Illustrations or examples that will resonate with your audience and clarify the meaning of various points in the sermon. 10. Revise and polish your outline, paying special attention to logical flow, transitions between points, focus on the theme, and overall clarity. Cut out anything that does not contribute to the overall purpose of your sermon. 11. Prayerfully draft an introduction and conclusion. Write out these portions. Pay special attention to application. What is the follow-through? What's the action that should follow the message? Of course, application can be sprinkled throughout the sermon, not just at the end. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5-7 is a good example of continuous points of application made within a sermon. 12. Practice and continue to pray. Pray for clarity, for intensity, for honesty, for practicality, and for wisdom. Pray for God to be glorified and for the Lord Jesus to be magnified. If you follow these principles and prepare diligently, I'm sure that you will prepare excellent sermons and your congregations will be greatly blessed and challenged.